The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There's a Zen story. It's a kind of a koan of sorts. But it has to do with a Zen master who, Chinese Zen master who was sick. I don't know how sick he was, but maybe it doesn't matter, but he was sick. And I think another Zen teacher or maybe a senior student or someone came to his room to see how he was doing and asked, how are you doing? And the reply from was, Sun Buddha, Moon Buddha. That's the end of the story. Sun Buddha, Moon Buddha. And it refers to some piece of Chinese Buddhist mythology or something, that the sun lives for a really long time, exists for a really long time. And the moon is a short time. You know, the moon changes over the month and disappears and comes back. And so the moon has a very short lifetime and the sun has a very long lifetime. So a sun Buddha is a Buddha that has a really long lifetime, and a moon Buddha is a Buddha that has a very short lifetime. But they're both Buddhas. They're both kind of awake. They're both here. And so the guy is sick. And maybe he's sick. Maybe he's really sick. Maybe he's dying. And he's unconcerned about it. He just is what he is. He just is what he is. Bo Lazaroff has a wonderful kind of Dharma teacher. He taught in prisons for a long time. He wrote a story I read many years ago that was kind of similar, where someone is, I think particularly, is really sad or maybe depressed or something, and about something. And in the story, the advice of what's told to the guy who's sad is that when you're sad, just be a sad Buddha. Just be a sad Buddha. So what does that mean? You know, Sun Buddha, Moon Buddha, Sad Buddha, Happy Buddha. I think many of us have ideals about what we're supposed to be like when we've, that glorious, wonderful day when we finally get awakened, enlightened, live in happily ever after and enlightened retirement. Can't we wait until that day, right? But maybe there's no such day. There's this day. This is how you are now. And you can be a sad Buddha, a happy Buddha. You can be a moon Buddha. You can be a sun Buddha. Who knows what kind of Buddha you're going to be. But you are just you are. And so there's some way of kind of taking how you are and not making it a problem. Not to be relaxed about how you are. And to, in some ways, in certain kind of ways, certainly accept this is how it is. Sometimes there are challenged Buddhas, Buddhas who have problems with their family or with their work or with something. And then there's Buddhas who have it just easy at work or easy with their family, or they figured out how not to work. And Sun Buddha, Moon Buddha. Challenge Buddha, peaceful Buddha. It's like this. It's like this right now. This is how it is. Is there something liberating, something freeing about not needing it to be different, not needing to define it in some other way than how it is, but take it as it is now, just relax and not make it a problem? This is how it is. all kinds of things. It's easy to say it shouldn't be that way. You know, it was raining recently, and you could rain. You could walk in the mud. You can walk in the and step in a puddle and get all this mud sprayed up on your beautiful pant leg. So now you're a dirty Buddha. You were a clean Buddha. Now you're a dirty Buddha. You know, you either get upset and angry that your leg is dirty. Is it? You probably want to go home and clean at some point. Clean it up, but. Now you're just a dirty Buddha. It's a smoggy day, and so you're a Buddha with asthma. You're a Buddha who's being poisoned by the smoggy air. The rain comes and the air is clean, and now you're a clean breathing Buddha. Like this. So, you know, what is it that's liberating about this point of view, this approach? What is it that actually helps to just, in some very profound and deep way, to be who you are? So that's a little talk I gave earlier today. You know, to become the sound, all that loud noise we had on the street, rather than resisting it and fighting it and thinking it should be different, just become the sound. Be a, you know, a grinding Buddha. grinding Buddha. Just grinding away. Just sit there. And I was reminded of many years, I was reminded this week of a story many years ago. It was about 1995 or so. There was a Buddhist teachers meeting, American Buddhist teachers meeting, at Mount Madonna. And Robert Aiken Roshi he died in the last year or two, in his 90s. But he was like the dean of American Buddhism. Beautiful older man, been studying Zen since 1940s, and was a Zen teacher. And was a Zen teacher in this koan tradition, where you do these koans, these Zen, the practice is to engage in these Zen statements or questions. And it was kind of like he was getting ready to retire. And he was talking to all these Buddhist teachers, he was the elder statements of the Buddhist teachers, and he gave a talk about his koan practice, how he taught koan, how it all works. And it was a nice talk. And then someone asked him if... you know, before he retired, before he, you know, ended his talk, could he please give an answer to a koan? Just give one answer, you know, if it was okay. Tell an answer. And so he said, okay. So, and when he was a kind of a newish Zen student, I don't know if it was in the 40s or the 50s, someone else who was there reminded me of the story this week, so it kind of dark partly through his memory. I don't remember all of it. But he was visiting Nyogen Sensaki. Nyogen Sensaki was one of the very first Buddhist Zen teachers in America. He might have come here in the 1920s or something. So he was in his little apartment, and apparently Nyogen Sasaki was a very dignified man. Everything was very, you know, kind of elegant. Elegant clothes, and had an elegant little apartment, and he had this elegant Chinese bowl that had a spiral going from the middle of the bottom of the bowl, spiraling out to the outer rim. But so Nyogen Sasaki held up the bowl and said, "This spiral, is it spiraling out, or is it spiraling in?" That was the koan. That he gave Aiken Roshi to work with. So then Aiken Roshi was going to offer the answer to that koan. To all these Americans Buddhist teachers who were there, and so he was an old man, already then, he was old, and he kind of was sitting down, and he kind of took him a while to stand up, but he kind of got himself out of his chair and stood there in front of this whole crowd of people. He was standing there in the open space, and then he lifted up his arms, spread them out kind of straight out, 90 degrees to his body, so straight, big open arms. And then he swirled around in one direction, all the way around. And then he swirled all the way around the other direction. And then probably he bowed. That was the answer. He became the bowl. He was the swirling. Rather than saying what's going in or out or giving an answer like that, he became it. He became the bowl Buddha. Something like the spiral Buddha. So, what kind of Buddha are you today? So, Sun Buddha, Moon Buddha. And then in a few minutes now, we're all going to become cleaning Buddhas. A lot of us.